Game 6 is set for tomorrow in Los Angeles. In the ranks of college football, Alabama remains atop the latest AP poll for college teams. Georgia moving up to number 2 in the rankings this week after stealing 2 of those first-place votes away from the Crimson Tide. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on Monday, October the 30th, 2017. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Deep breath, bad Bob. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
You know what? I am peachy today. It's been a interesting weekend. And not in the Chinese sense that, you know, that it's a curse or anything, but how are you doing? How's your mom? How's everything going?
Things are going well. A happy early birthday to my mom. Her birthday is the 31st.
And oh!
As much of the family as we can gather will be there to celebrate it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's cool. Great. Yep. I'm glad to hear that. Okay.
We've got a mixed bag, and over the weekend worked on my boat. Got a mixed bag this week. Coming week, we got... temperatures that, to say the least, are atypical. I'm trying to come up with something to say about it's weird. Okay, we're almost in November, and we've got 80 for a daytime high today. Overnight low of 52, 81 tomorrow. Wednesday we'll see a high of dropping down to about 73, 49 for overnight on Wednesday. Then on Thursday,
here it comes.
The rain will start showing up. Slight chance on Thursday, definite rain on Friday, and that heads into the weekend. So a change in our pattern. Right now in downtown Reading, 51 degrees. Out at Reading Municipal Airport, we're showing 52. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, locally run business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, it's quickly approaching. In fact, it's next Saturday. We have the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, the largest parade north of, I don't know, what is
Fresno.
Fresno. It's the largest parade north of Fresno. And I'm here with Gary Bowman, who is from the City of Shasta Lake and with the Enterprise Lions Club and all different types of things to do with the City of Shasta Lake, but also Roger Plato, who is with the Reading Host Lions Club. So who's going to tell me about the parade?
I think I'll let Roger take that, and I'll talk about the after-parade event.
Okay.
So this parade is our 25th anniversary in Shasta Lake. It originally started here in Reading, and our Grand Marshal this year is Major John E. Kleckner, DMOR, United States Army Special Forces, retired. We're going to have a 30-by-60-foot flag lead off the parade, carried by Boy Scouts, Lions, Rapanos Club members, and Girl Scouts. We have a crane that will be up in the air 150 feet, showing off the wonderful another flag. Then we have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, actually Cub Scouts and Brownies, that will be passing out 2,000 flags to those attending. Our flyover this week will be done by Jim Ostrich of Benton Air Park. Sponsored by Axia Home Loans. They're on by the Veterans Clinic. They're on Hartnell. We're going to have one thing new this year. We're going to have homing pigeons that will be released every 20 yards. We're going to have 300 of them released.
We've had the homing pigeon guys on. they are a hoot. Yeah. Or is that the right word?
A coup, I think.
They're a coup. Yeah. It was a coup to have them on.
Yeah.
And these guys are, I mean, it's amazing. They were telling these stories about these can drive. You can go 65 miles per hour, and they don't stop. They get, maybe a circle once, and then boom, they are coming home.
They coo, but they don't do that other stuff, so don't worry about it, okay? We also have clowns, bands, service clubs, military vehicles, including jeeps, trucks, helicopters, boats, and a cannon. And
are you gonna, is a tank coming this year?
I think we're going to have a couple tanks.
A couple tanks, that's what I thought.
We're, you know, normally we get a couple in. I know there's been some changes. A couple of tanks actually found a home down in, I don't remember where it is. It's the Fairfield Armor History Museum. But I think we're going to have them coming up as well.
Nice. Okay. We also have anti-cards, hot rods, and motorcycle clubs. And our most important distinguished honorees of the U.S. conflicts from World War II on to the War on Terror. We have horses, therapy horses, and therapy dogs. So it's going to be a
got
really
a story
neat
on that today, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So after the parade again this year, last year was our first year, we're going to have a veteran celebration in Shasta Lake. And actually this year it's going to be at the baseball field out near, I don't have the exact address on it. That's near, right across the street from the American Legion and right next door kind of to the Shasta Lake Elementary School as well. So we're using the baseball field out there. We're going to have a flag ceremony. We're actually going to shoot off a 105 howitzer. I think we're going to take about four shots with that thing. So that's always gets everybody's blood flowing when that thing goes off. We rattle a few windows and set off a few car alarms.
Oh,
so
I was just going to say car alarms. They will start going off and people, you know, it's, you know.
So I think we're going to do this rain or shine. We're doing it at the baseball field, so we have some covered seats. Actually, so that'll be nice. The American Legion will be doing a luncheon right before, and then we're going to be doing an unfolding one of the giant flags out on the baseball field as well.
So this is going to happen rain or shine.
That is correct.
It's okay. A parade.
It's
that's
a parade.
Right. It's not a tea cotillion.
No, it is not.
And that's right.
We expect over 1,000 entries. We have over 100 clubs that have or service organizations that have entered the parade, and hopefully if it doesn't rain, which I'm praying for, we'll have over 5,000 people in attendance.
But come out whether it rains or shines or not, remember veterans did their thing, whether it was raining, shining, snowing, whatever the conditions were. So
at
least we can do is show them support regardless of what the climate is. Exactly.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
In every climate place. Okay. Well, then this is going to be this Saturday. And what time does it start?
The parade starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. But,
if you
there is a breakfast that goes from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the firehouse.
Right. Right. And then I believe the American Legion will start serving lunches as soon as the parade's over and people start showing up. I think they're going to be ready to go, and they're doing a pulled pork lunch, which is one of their trademarks. So you'll get a good breakfast, good lunch, lots of entertainment, lots of stuff to do.
Great parade.
Great
All
parade.
All types of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be out announcing the parade?
Yes, you
yes.
are.
You're
or,
in
the parade. Or did I... Did, really?
Yes. You were volunteered for that, whether you realize it or not.
Many months ago.
That's what happens when you don't show up at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I wasn't even told about the meeting.
So people should probably check in and see if they were volunteered as well, so they can give us a call out at the Shasta Lake Chamber. Find out if you're volunteered, or if not, we'll find a place for you.
Greetings.
And it will be covered by other media besides the great Carl Bott and...
And KCNR 1460. I know it's hard this morning. You guys came in here staggering in saying, can you get me in a little early today? Yeah, we can do that.
Hey, we're on a schedule here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can do all that stuff at one time. Okay. All right, everybody. Now, when you get there a little bit early. Get there for a breakfast. If it's a good breakfast. Pancakes and sausage and orange juice and stuff like that. Coffee.
The fire department doesn't get there
with
that.
And
do you have it? Never mind. You missed my cue. I was that was an inquiry.
Oh, I don't know. I have to look. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Last thoughts.
Just show up, bring your family, bring your friends, and we will see you out there. Come out and celebrate the veterans. They did their service, so at least we can do is do them a great parade.
There you go.
The theme is 25 years of the parade, celebrating veteran service for past, future, and present.
And thank you for what you guys do. I participated in the parade a number of times over the years, and it is really a feather in this county's cap.
It is. Mm-hmm. Y'all do that in the 9/11 memorial? It's great. It's great. Okay, everybody, then we're going to just invite everybody out there for this Saturday. Be out at the city of Shasta Lake.
Show up. Show support.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. TV should be easy. At BNT Satellite, your local dish-authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease in the dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call us now at 530-241-3474. At BNT Satellite, ask about special discounts that may be available. That's BNT Satellite at 530-241-3474. Let's make your TV choice easy with Dish. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown River City of Redding, California.
It was a Monday.
Yeah, it was a Monday. And I'm sitting here, I'm pumped today. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 52 degrees, going up to 79 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Look, you know what? What a great sleep I had last night. All day yesterday, I was on the range with Northern Firearms Instruction. They had 50 ladies out there on the range.
Nice.
We break it down into four different ranges, so there's like 12 per range, two to three instructors per range out there, so there's a lot of personal attention. And you know, but you're out there standing in the sun. It was pretty warm yesterday, and there's a certain amount of, you know, you're moving back and forth across uneven ground and all these things. So, but at the end of the day, it was a great day. Every one of the ladies qualified. Every one of them walked away there knowing a lot more than they did when they first came in. And, you know, a lot of perfect scores shooting out there. And, you know, and we shoot both, you know, one-handed and with both hands, and includes your strong hand and your weak hand.
Wow.
So, and that's part of the test. You know, and it's confidence building and it's all that. Now, when I say that, it's because then last night when I sat down to watch TV in my bed, my sleep number bed, I didn't watch any TV because my sleep number bed took me and sucked me into the arms of Morpheus. Where I just went right to sleep. So I'm not sure what was on the TV last night, nor did I care. I didn't watch the, and I said, I'm going to switch over. I've VCR'd the, or VD'd or whatever you do those things to the, what? What? Okay, maybe it's not VD'd. But whatever you do to the, you know, when you record them. Never made it
the
to
current
the game.
Term is DVR.
Oh, DVR, not VDM. Okay, well, it's I didn't make it because I'm in my sleep number bed. Come on. My sleep number setting 60. Linda's sleep number setting was 40. And she just kind of sat there and watched me as I just, that was it. Gone.
Gone.
Gone. That's why I'm up strong today. So, you know what? Sleep number beds, with, you know, they're just absolutely the most fabulous beds. And, you know, with the newest beds, the sleep number 360, they adjust to you during the night. So that when you're moving around, it just adjusts to you. And if your loved one snores, they even have a application for that, kind of moves them up and down for snoring. Anyway, sleep number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. Over 90% of the people that have a sleep number would say that they would buy it again and they recommend it. Right now, the Queen mattresses start at $899.99. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down. See the pros down at the sleep number store. Lay on a bed and you'll find out why you're just not going to be able to live without a sleep number mattress. Okay. Speaking of other things that you need that will make your whole life easier, better, the less expensive, I'm here with Bruce Blake of Powerhouse Solar. Bro.
Good morning, Carl.
You're ready.
Yeah.
And you know what? They are giving away money at City Hall for this.
They are. It's great. Until tomorrow?
Till tomorrow.
Yeah, till the 1st. So the 1st is the deadline. So if a customer has thought about and is interested in doing solar, the City of Reading is giving the way their rebate, and it ends, sunsets tomorrow. So
okay.
you got to get that voucher, and that's the key. So by the end of the month, if you get that voucher, then you'll qualify for a rebate. And that's it's just great. It's free money.
Okay, so somebody says, you know, I do want to look at really, really serious about getting solar, but gosh, I can't get to Bruce until like next week.
Yeah.
You can still go down and apply for the voucher.
Absolutely, yeah. So they can.
And how long is that good for?
The voucher good to the end of the year.
Okay.
So well, see, what has to happen is they have to get the voucher, then they have to get. The permit has to go in,
mm-hmm.
and the very first thing that happens, the permit is a generator number is generated, and the generator numbers are consecutive from the first solar system that went in. As they progress, you get the next one in, consecutively, and so a generator number is issued. And once that generator number is issued, you're golden. Then it's like they say it is your Willy Wonka golden ticket, and then it could actually get installed in into the next year. But okay. You got to get that generator number.
Okay, so you just go down and apply.
Yep.
You get your generator number.
Well, you get your voucher number.
Your voucher number.
Then when you get in contract, then the contractor goes in and gets the permit and the generator.
So I run down and get my golden ticket here.
Yep.
And then
the voucher's the most important number. Thing.
A voucher. And then you come over next month.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yep.
Even into December.
Yep.
Okay, I look at it. This is what we're going to do. Boom. Then you take it down there. They give you a generator number.
Correct.
And then that way you get the money. And how much is this?
Well, it's up to $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah. For a 10 kW AC rated system, it's $5,000, which is a 11.3 kW DC system.
What's that mean, though?
What that means...
For all those people that have no idea what you just said.
So, AC-DC is just the way a solar system is rated, and the rebate is actually given on the AC number. So every system has two ratings, has an AC and DC rating. So like I said, the rebate is issued on the AC number, but a lot of times the sale is actually happening on the DC number, which is kind of confusing, but it's the way it works. And it.
What are houses? Are they AC or DC?
Well, they're AC. And what's generated on the roof is DC.
Okay.
And then it goes through the inverter.
An inverter?
And the inverter turns it to AC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, anyway, it's just kind of a goofy thing.
So it gives you the discount on the DC because that's the...
Yes.
That's the power system.
Yep. Correct.
That just makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going direct current to alternating current.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
Through an inverter that you put in there, too.
That's right.
Yep. And you save... And people will go from $300, $400 a month electric bill...
Yeah.
Can go to 80?
Down to about 80%. You can knock out about 80%. Now, RU would say that's 100%. But in reality, it's not. It's really 80% offset. And the reason is because RU bases it on perfect sun, perfect orientation.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the reality is real life is different than that. And so it works out that the number that they allow you to do ends up being about... Depending, if it's a perfect south-facing orientation, we'll get into the mid-90s.
Okay.
But if it's off to the east or the west...
Because of the way your house is?
Because of the orientation of the roof or the way it goes, it could be 80% offset. So usually as low as 80 and up into high mid-90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but you're saving that much on your bill.
Yeah. And then the other thing is if you're... Solar comes in short from what you actually use next year, RU will allow you in the future to add to take up that little bit that's left if you need to.
Okay.
So it's beautiful because the systems now are designed so well that you can add one panel, two panels, and so without any issues as far as – so it's not a design nightmare like it used to be.
Okay. And you'll take a look at the roof and all this and figure out how you can lay it out.
Correct.
And do all the measurements and all these things and find, look at all the places you can stick everything.
We do a lot of things preliminarily. We do it through Google Earth and another program that we use, proprietary program. And then we'll come out to the house with a proposal, with an image of your roof, with the panels laid on it, and no obligation, any of that. And you can look. And what we do is, what we specialize is showing you the return on investment, showing you why people do solar from an economic perspective, because it really is all about the money. The green part of it is a nice byproduct, but it is not the real motivating factor.
Well, no. I mean, if somebody's spending, when they get their PG&E bill of $18,000 a month, of course, not that much. But just $1,200. I've heard $1,200 to $1,500
in PG&E. Yeah,
And so they're look at a solar, and that can bring that down to $150 a month.
Yeah,
I mean
it's beautiful.
You've saved yourself $1,000.
Yeah, the thing that people constantly have to be reminded of, they're paying the money. They're paying the money at exorbitant. If you thought about interest rate, it's not rated as interest rate, but if you thought about it, and a lot of times people can now lower that rate through a low interest loan for 20 years and fix their payment month to month. They know exactly what they're paying month to month instead of having the ebb and flow, the highs and the lows, high in the summer, low in the spring and the fall. And anyway, it kind of evens out everything really nicely. Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, the only way you can get it, though, is head down to REU.
Yeah, they can call.
In the next 2 days, or call down. Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Give them a call. So how do you do it now?
Yes, yeah, so you'd call the REU line, and you'd ask. You'd say, I want a solar voucher, and just ask them to get you one. So what they'll do is they'll look at your usage from last year, and then based on your kilowatt-hour usage, there's a formula that they run.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you the size that they will allow for your system. And then that's what we work with. We design a system around that number, and it's pretty simple from that point on. Now, this isn't the end of solar necessarily. It's the end of the rebate. So even after the first of the year, a customer can still do a solar system, but although they won't have that, you know, up to $5,000 incentive, which is huge. In the city of Reading.
Yeah. And so this is a good time here for the next few days. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
About this is to come in and get the, you know, give them a call and get on the list there and then give Bob a call. I'm sorry. Bruce a call. I'm looking at Bob. And give Bruce a call. And so we can get all the thing going with the generator number and all that.
Yep.
But the big thing is you got to call REU.
That's the key.
Today
right
and
now.
Tomorrow. You know, if you're looking at it, you're going, how can I save money next year?
Yeah.
Really, how can I save some money next year and over the next 10 years? You know, this could be a great investment if you're getting ready to sell a house, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It
in
adds
my opinion.
Desirability.
Desirability. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that you can say, hey, look, your electric bill next door in the house similar years is $600 a month or $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month. You don't have to pay that. So that's
right.
Another $1,000.
That's right. Yeah.
You have in your pocket.
It's a win-win all the way around. And nobody regrets doing solar. That's the amazing thing. It's expensive, but gosh, when you think about what we're paying to the utility, that's expensive. So you know, it's choose your poison, but this is a better option.
Well, you know what? You save money. You know, it offsets the cost of the solar, and then down the road, when you sell the house.
Correct.
I'm not selling real estate right now or anything like that, but it can't help but be a positive factor.
It is.
In the sale of your house.
That's right.
Especially the way things are going in California.
That's right.
With us getting, it's going to be more and more expensive with more and more being put into this green energy.
That's right. Now, one of the things that's interesting, Carl, is that when I sit down with the customers, the three things I cover is that not all solar companies are the same.
That's right.
And two is not all solar product is the same. And the third is not all warranties are the same. And it's important to really know what you're getting and who you're getting it from. And that's what we really try to sit down and help the customer understand, hey, there is a difference here with a product that you buy, just like anything.
Well, look, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back to that and talk about the products, because you hear all different types of things.
Absolutely.
On this. And then and we'll go over again how the process of going to REU and all that.
Yes.
And cover all that. Okay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Cornerstone Bank, locally run and managed. It's got a brand new branch on California Street, down at 1845 California Street, just a block south of Jack's. You know, Cornerstone Bank is a type of bank, when you walk into it, you feel welcome. You feel like the people there do want to help you. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. One on California Street, of course, at 1845 California Street. And then on 150 East Cypress Avenue. And we're going to be there in a week or so for the Big Rabba, event, where we collect money for the veterans.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
To that Rabba matches and gives veterans free bus tickets.
Wow.
Free transportation ticket. So it's down at Cornerstone Bank on East Cypress, and we'll be there on the 9th. All right, we'll be right back with Bruce Blake, Powerhouse Solar.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention, Marines, and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master plan community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 52 degrees, going up to 79 today. Thank you to Shasta Gas Propane for letting us give the weather under your name there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's 52. Okay, and it's going to go up to 79, but then it's going to be in the 40s, and then it's going to be in the low 40s, and it's only going to be like 60 during the day. So you need somebody to come in and check your heating system. Well, it's going to be Alliance Heating and Air. Veteran-owned business, been in the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and it's because they are the best in the North State. Any type of heating or cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the people we use. And our heating system. In fact, they're coming out to do a checkup and clear out all the filters and all that. Hey, I'm here with Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. And we're talking about the rebate that we want to give this one more shot there to everybody.
Right.
That they have the rebate from REU can get up to $5,000 back.
Amazing.
On putting a solar system in. Now, one of the things, though, we talk about is, you know, you get all these rumors about, oh, yeah, they only last for 2 years. You know, these panels are blah,
right.
You know, meh. So, but, and it's true in some cases, I guess.
Well,
some are better. Some are a lot better than others.
Absolutely. There is a big difference. And it's true with anything we buy, isn't it? I mean, we've all learned that. You get what you pay for. And it's true with solar. A lot of times from the consumer's perspective, they think solar. So they look for the cheapest, mm-hmm. you know, and the easiest. And you think, well, why is that true? Why is that not true like it is with everything else? And mm-hmm. and so we really try to emphasize, and we've always made it a foundational premise to sell the very best product in the market. And that has served me well. Because even what I'm going to call conventional solar, which is front contacted, where you can see the grid lines on the front,
mm-hmm.
that's called conventional solar. Even conventional solar, if it's well made, will have a long life, but it will happen is it will degrade over time. And so the thing that you bought produces less and less over time. And that's what's different. We sell a product called SunPower, and they're the best on the planet, undisputedly. And it's protecting the investment that you're making, because you know solar is expensive. How do you look at it?
Yeah.
You know, and so but from an investment perspective, it's a phenomenal return. And when you look at SunPower and you look at its degradation rate over time, it hardly degrades at all, which is amazing. So they have the highest guaranteed production loss in the industry. In other words, they're saying that they're guaranteeing. The studies say that the SunPower module will be running at 95% of its rated capacity in 25 years. They'll lose 5% in 25 years. Now, in their warranty, they're guaranteeing that it'll be running at 92% of its rated capacity. You know, and the next closest in the industry is like 82%. So it's a 10% difference between SunPower and the competition. Now, 10%.
And that's in 25 years.
That's in 25 years. And that doesn't sound like a big number, but when you take and you add in the element of time, it's a huge loss of kilowatt hours that should be coming back to us that we're losing.
Okay. Now, what happens if one of the solar panels burns out early?
And fails? Well, that's the other incredible thing.
I don't know if you can burn them out, but, you know, fails.
There's things that happen, and connectors inside will break. Well, the SunPower warranty is better than anything else in the market. It's a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. That's 25 years on performance. It's meaning the system's going to perform above that 92% rate for that 25-year period. It's 25 years on the product and the workmanship. So a lot of companies have 10-year product and workmanship warranty.
25-year bumper-to-bumper?
Yeah.
I bet my first wife wishes she had a 25-year warranty on me, bumper-to-bumper.
Well, and here's the most important one, is it's 25 years on all labor. So all labor associated with replacing
labor.
So if that panel fails, then SunPower is paying us to diagnose it, to remove it from the system, to ship it back, to receive a new module, to go back and reinstall it and recommission the system. That's all labor paid for by the manufacturer. And so the end consumer's protected, and I'm protected as the installer. So I never have to go back to a customer and say, oh, by the way, this wasn't covered under warranty. And then Powerhouse, we give a lifetime warranty on our installation to the original owner at the original location.
Gee.
Yeah. So, I mean, the warranty on it is ironclad. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Bruce Blake, who is the president of Powerhouse Solar. And tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well,
if you have questions, I'm sure, about this, because you want to get to 5,000.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you want to get this going now before the before the summer hits, real, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, okay.
Yeah, if you call powerhousesolar.com, excuse me, if you go on to powerhousesolar.com, or you call 275-5600, there'll be people always standing by and ready to take your information and help you through this process. And then myself or one of my sales guys, my son, Kyle, would be the one that would come out, and we'd do a home evaluation on-site. We would show you the economics of solar right then, no obligation, any of that.
And you'll tell them that this was not economically feasible, because you've done that before.
We do that all the time. Yeah. And
you know what? This is for you. This is not going to be something that you want to be looking at until something else happens.
Yeah. So we'll be honest with the customer. In fact, a lot of times we can see that going out.
Yeah.
Like if they have a lot of trees, we'll ask them, are you willing to remove trees? And if they say no, then a lot of times we'll kind of reevaluate, and we'll say, well, this might not be the best for you. If you don't have good sun exposure, because it's all about solar, if you don't have good sun exposure, and if you don't have a good roof, or, you know, we'll look at that stuff, and then we don't want to waste their time, and we don't want to really waste our time either.
Yeah.
But all that stuff
is important.
But
you're not out there to hard sell them on something that's not going to work.
No.
Or hard sell them anyway. I know you're not like that.
Right. And then once we actually meet with the customer and we walk through it with them, and they decide that they like the economics of it, and they like the product, and they like the warranty, and they like our company for 15 years being in business, and all those things, then we will send out our crew. We'll actually do a hands-on site analysis where they'll actually – it's called a pre-site. The guys will get up on the roof. They'll do a shading analysis of your roof. We'll have exact numbers of what that system is going to perform for in Reading.
Because optimally, you want it to be up at 100%. But it's hard to get that optimum. But you'll be able to tell them, okay, look, this is going to give you a 90% service rate.
Yes, and we're accurate with that. We're conservatively accurate. So the number that we give a customer is, you know, almost always is on the conservative side. They're actually always producing more kilowatt hours than what we're projecting. There's a lot of safety factors built into our estimates.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bruce Blake, Powerhouse Solar. You can get a hold of him at 530-275-5600, or you can write to him at bruce@powerhousesolar.com, or just check out powerhousesolar.com on the net. You got it, buddy.
Excellent. Thanks, Carl.
Well, you know what? I'm glad because, you know, even though REU is fighting to keep those rates down.
Yeah.
It's going to lose that option here every year. It loses less of that option because the state is crazy.
Right.
And says by 2048, 100%.
Yeah.
100% of our power has to be by renewables. Yeah. And they're not counting water. They're not counting hydro.
It's unbelievable.
So
they don't count
if
water.
You think about how much that's going to cost. So here you are. Here's a chance to, you know, get into that. And then because it lasts so long that, it's just going to go up. And as much as REU is fighting, and my hat's off to them because a lot of people think, oh, rates go up every year. No, they don't go up every year. They stay the same, or they even are dropping, I think, next year by a little bit. But it's still the fact it's going up. And if you're and some people, it doesn't make any difference. You've still got a $1,000 bill from it. So you know what? It just solar makes sense.
It does. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
$100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is the elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Help raise awareness and join the fight against lung cancer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash on November 4th. This exciting event will include door prizes, silent auction, and lots of bingo action for a great cause. It all happens at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Pick up tickets today for just $20 at Pace Cancer Center or Pulse Urgent Care. Help take out a killer at the 9th Annual Lung Affair Bingo Bash, Saturday, November 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. Sponsors include Dr. Matthew Allen, Dr. Gisela Akonsky, Dr. Raphael Lupercio, and Dr. Payus Danuka.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bach here. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 52 degrees, going up to 79 today. The 30th of October. Tomorrow's Halloween. This portion of the show brought to you by Black Bear Diner. I have, you know what, Black Bear Diner, Bruce and Michelle Dean. Really great people. Bruce started the Black Bear Diner years ago, of course, up in Mount Shasta. And now it's up over 100 stores throughout the nation. Oh, yeah, over 100 restaurants throughout the nation. And you get, you know what, it's one of those things that you walk into it and you know what's going to happen. You're going to get really good food, you're going to get a lot of it, and it's going to be at a great price. And we have, of course, our favorite Black Bear is right there on Cypress and Hilltop, right off the I-5. So head on down there, either after a football game or for breakfast, which is really great, or lunches. They've got rooms in there you can have meetings in. Black Bear Diner. Get off. Feed your inner bear. Don't you like that? You know what? In the spot they run is that when they're serving them the pancakes, he chokes up. He says, "Pancakes always get to me." I love that. Something else that always gets to me is people helping other people. Power to Seniors, the 16th annual soup kitchen, and is right around the corner. And I'm here with Colleen Nelson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colleen. It's Thursday.
It is this Thursday. We're excited.
Oh my gosh! From 4 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
It's the best food.
Oh
the
my
best
goodness!
Soup. Linda and I have served down there for years. She's singing, of course, Thursday.
Right.
So she won't be able to be there. And we won't be able to be there. But tell us about it.
Oh, we have, I think, 16 different soups from local restaurants and chefs. Oh, it's going to be amazing. We have the salad and rolls. And, of course, the Optimus always provide the delicious cookies and the raffle items. All the county local businesses, they all chip in for amazing raffles. And all the proceeds go to Power Seniors. It helps older adults pay for their power bill when they've got a shutoff notice or if the power has been shut off.
I hate that.
I do too.
I hate that. I hate it when veterans get their power shut off. I hate it when seniors get their power shut off. I think about all that money that's sitting in the RU slush fund. You know. But I also understand that if you don't pay your bills, then somebody's got to pay them.
Someone does.
Yep.
And if they qualify for this, they also help them look at future so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
So they help them.
So, you know, a lot of this, a lot of homes would not have electricity turned off if they just called REU early so they could get you into a different program. Because there's lots of programs out there to help people. But people, you know, you get all.
There are a lot of programs out there.
Okay, but this is a great one.
This is an amazing
one. Because, you know what, I have to admit, that when I'm there serving, I will go around with my little cup, my little taster cup, and I will not dip it into the soup. I promise I don't do that. I don't take my little taster spoon and just dip into each soup and, you know, I don't do that. No. They will serve me in my little taster cup, and I'll walk around, and they are just outstanding. Oh, my
really
gosh.
Good.
Some of them are just, I mean, you're going, oh, you know, and they don't make just enough for like 4 people. They make enough for like 50 people in each one of these.
Yes. Each chef or restaurant, they donate 10 gallons.
10 gallons.
So it's quite a bit of soup, but everything from minestrone to clam chowder. What was that? A curry pumpkin?
Curry pumpkin.
Yeah, I've got a lot of delicious ones. I've even got a one that's vegan and gluten-free.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have to worry with my cup there. So just more for more people. I'm sure I would just eat it all up. So vegan, it's a vegan, gluten, soy, everything free.
Everything free.
It looks like water.
I don't know. I have seen
but
it.
But it's hot. It's got a bay leaf in it. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Now, a lot of people come to this.
Yes.
You can go from 4 to 7.
Yes.
It costs $12.
It's $12.
For adults.
Yep.
$6 for kids, 3 to 12.
Correct.
And yes. If you're 2.
You're free.
You're free because you still should be at your mama's boob. So, did I say that? Okay. Now, gourmet soups, terrific prizes, live music.
Yes.
Who's playing?
The Pine Dogs.
The Pine Dogs?
Yes.
I love that. Pine Dogs. Okay. What else should people know about this?
We're going to have Are You There? They're going to have a table there. So those who want to help fill the fund up so we can help more seniors pay for their power bills, they'll be there so they can sign up to have a donation put on their power bill. It will be taken from their power bill each month. Everything's gone electronic, so the donations for this program kind of slowed down. So RU is going to be there to help us build that back up to provide more services to our older adults out there.
Okay, that's good. All right, so come rain or shine.
Come rain or shine.
Because you're going to be inside.
Yep.
You're going to be at the Veterans Hall.
Yep.
Same place it always is.
Yes.
Parking's all around there.
Parking all around there. We got to be careful with the Amtrak. We're going to have that kind of roped off so we don't find ourselves.
You can no longer park across the street.
Yes.
But you can park up and down the streets.
Yes.
Plenty of time because you're just going to be in there eating soup.
Yeah. And we're going to do the raffles earlier, so it's 6:30.
Okay, great. It's a good way to support the fundraising for making sure that seniors have, they're on fixed incomes, and with the way things are going, it goes up. Okay, what is the event and when? Okay, it is called Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen. It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It's going to start at 4 p.m. and go to 7 p.m. It costs $12 for adults. It costs $6 for kids ages 3 to 2 and free to kids under 2.
Yeah. You can get tickets at the door, or you can come on over to Grace Place Tea House and pick up tickets there, too.
Grace Place is always doing great work.
Yes.
Yes, it is. You know, I have a butter teapot over there.
Yes, you have.
You remember that?
Yep.
Y'all, I said, okay, well, how much for this teapot? And y'all could not tell me because it was one of the ones you use.
Yes.
So I just kept making offers to one until somebody reached over and slapped whoever it was away from me and said, just take his money. Come on. And I did, and I walked out with my teapot. Yeah, it's cool.
Glad you enjoyed.
Colleen Nelson, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, and we will talk about this for the next couple of days, too.
All right.
All right.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. I'd just like to talk about just two things here before we go out.
Just two.
You can stay if you like, Colleen. 49ers lose again. Okay. I think it's time for them to bring Kaepernick back. Obviously, they don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball or run the ball, so they need Kaepernick back to head up the 49ers. Oh, no, it's time. Now,
how the mighty have fallen.
The other, two other big things. Paul Manafort, used to be the former Trump campaign manager, just got indicted on numerous charges, including... Here's my favorite. He's surrendering to the FBI. Conspiring against the United States.
Oh, and is the feeding
money
frenzy
laundering
going?
Unregistered agent of a foreign nation, lying, other these things. Also his partner, and I don't have his name, but Paul Manafort surrenders himself to the FBI today. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey.
How about that?
a young man came out and said Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted him when he was 14, 30 years ago. And he said, you know what, with everything that's going on, I'm coming out too. Kevin Spacey then makes the announcement saying, you know, I don't remember that. I mean, it could have been in a drunken frenzy or whatever, but What I've got to really come out and express myself, and I am gay, and I'm going to live as a gay male from now on.
The level 9 earthquake can hit any time and just drop the whole stinking mess right into the Pacific, in my opinion.
Boom.
Just me.
Boom. You know, are we starting to lose faith in government and everything? I mean, I've never had any faith in Hollywood, but are things starting to bother people? Are things getting to you yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, we're out here busting our ass out here, you know, and give you guys money to do these things. And what are you doing with it? You know, I mean, you know, it's you know, we're getting screwed. And it's not just you can say in California it's the Democrats because they control everything. But hey, Republicans, you've got the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. We're still getting screwed. Well, what's going on here? You know, the quiet America is not going to stay quiet much longer, I don't believe. All right. But speaking of being able, somebody we can ask questions to for answers, Adam McElbain is joining us right after the break here, after the news, and talk about everything.
The news brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, newly remodeled 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is reacting to the first criminal indictments in the special counsel's Russian meddling investigation. Correspondent Greg Clugston has latest in this live report from the White House. Greg?
Bob, the president's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and a former business associate, Rick Gates, face 12 counts, including conspiracy against the United States, money laundering, and false statements, among other charges. Both men are accused of funneling tens of millions of dollars in payments through foreign companies and bank accounts. There was no White House reaction until just a short time ago when President Trump tweeted, "Sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign." And the president asked, "Why aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus?" In a second tweet, he said, "There is no collusion." Bob?
There's White House correspondent Greg Clugston joining us with a live report. Thousands of people in the Northeast were without power early today as a severe weather storm pounded the region and involved. High winds and a lot of heavy rain, according to Mark Chenard at the National Weather Service.
We did have some flash flood warnings across some of those harder hit rainfall areas. Again, some of that should be kind of coming down now that the rainfall rates have lowered some. And we also had a large area of high wind warnings. And as I mentioned, yeah, quite a few 50 to 7-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports that the Taliban in Afghanistan says American hostage Kevin King is in poor health.
In August 2016, King and an Australian, identified as Timothy Weeks, were abducted outside the American University in Kabul, where they worked as teachers. Now the militants say King is suffering from heart and kidney problems and often loses consciousness. The militant group adds that they'll hold the U.S. government responsible if anything happens to King.
That's Charles de la Desma. More from townhall.com.
For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and that's Wintley Phipps portraying the Apostle Peter in the new Breathe Audio Bible. Wintley and I are just two of the nearly 100 voices you'll hear in this remarkably vivid, dramatic audio presentation of the New Testament. You know, even on my most hectic day, I need to be able to have a personal encounter with my Savior. The Breathe Audio Bible helps me get away from the noise of this world and be transported into the world of the Bible. Through the voice talents of people who have a passion and heart for the Bible, like Corbin Blue, Jesse McCartney, Bailey Madison, and John Rhys Davies, the life-changing message of the Bible comes alive. To secure your copy of the Breathe Audio Bible and begin your Bible journey, visit BreatheBible.com. That's BreatheBible.com.
Puerto Rico is canceling its contract with a Montana power company charged with rebuilding the island's power system.
Puerto Rico's government power company says it will scrap the $300 million contract with Whitefish Energy Holdings once the company finishes current work on Hurricane Maria recovery efforts. FEMA has raised concerns about how Whitefish got the deal. The two-year-old company is based in Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown, and it had just 2 full-time employees when the hurricane hit. The power company's director says the move will delay work by 10 to 12 weeks. Roughly 70% of Puerto Rico remains without power more than a month after Hurricane Maria. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Consumers boosted their spending by 1% in September. It was the biggest monthly gain in 8 years. The surge was led by strong sales of autos and other durable goods, according to the latest numbers out today from the Commerce Department. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Kyle Busch wins a contentious NASCAR race at Martinsville.
The temperature may have been in the low 40s at Martinsville Speedway, but the tempers were off the chart as multiple drivers were angry with one another and thousands of fans expressed their own displeasure about their favorite drivers being knocked out of contention. All in all, it was typical old-school NASCAR short track racing under the lights, and Kyle Busch came out on top to win. Busch was battling teammate Denny Hamlin on the final lap and bumped him out of the way, and that's when Martin Truex Jr. snuck around for second place, followed by Clint Bowyer in third. Brad Keselowski, who finished fourth, was leading the race with a handful of laps to go, but he also was bumped out of the way by Chase Elliott, who ended up a lap down. Jerry Jordan, Martinsville, Virginia.
Strayer Education is tying up with Capella Education in a deal valued at about $1.9 billion. The schools come together as the U.S. Education Department considers rolling back Obama-era rules that would have erased federal loans for students defrauded by for-profit colleges. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning, October the 30th, 2017, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I have Bad Bob at the helm, who's going to tell us what the weather looks like.
The weather looks like an odd version of fall. We're going to see a high near 80 degrees today, overnight low 52. Temperatures start tapering off after Tuesday, and by Thursday night, we will see a strong probability of rain, so a change in our forecast. Shasta Lake remains 51 feet from the top of the dam in almost November, which is practically unheard of. Right now, downtown Reading, 52, and out at Reading Municipal Airport, also 52. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wirsch has been in this business for decades. Don't risk your family's safety on a cheap windshield repair. Somebody standing on the side of the roads with a little sign that says, "We'll fix your windshield for $20. Really? We'll take your appendix out for $25. You know, it's the same thing. He has a special compounds he uses. He brings it in so he can control the environment. Jeff Wirsch knows what he's doing. And it can be a small chip under the size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. All right, let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 18 points at 23,415. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 2578, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive 16 points at 6717. Active stocks this morning, Bank of America down 14 cents, trading at 2767. ExxonMobil down a nickel at 83.66 per share. JP Morgan Chase down 16 cents at $101.61. For local stocks of interest, Costco's down $1.65 at $167.7. Best Buy at 15 cents at $55.37. UPS down $2.05, trading at $118.70. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.39%. And over to commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at $1,276. Silver up 6 cents at $16.93 per ounce. And crude oil up 6 cents, trading at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman. Thank you so much, Susan. If you're looking for somebody, take a look at your financial and financial investments or where you are financially with all the things that are going on, give Susan Eastman a call. She's with Wells Fargo Advisors over on Park Marina Drive. Okay, Rally Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I am well. Great weekend.
tonight, I don't know if you were aware of it, but it was all over the news on Friday that the IRS has settled with the groups that they have been targeting.
And by the way, wasn't one of those groups right here in town?
Yes, it was. It was our group. We were one of the 38 groups, I think, that were remaining. And that's what Mark is going to be talking about tonight, what that means and what it means going forward. And it's the first time the IRS has ever admitted wrongdoing.
Well, they did do wrongdoing. Okay, so they're going to – Mark Kent's going to be talking about it tonight at the meeting. If you just want to hear – you know, plus the fact if after this, in a few more days after it settles down, I want to – Mark's going to come on and talk about it right here
awesome.
On the show.
Okay,
also,
I'm glad you're going to have him.
I saw some extravagant number being thrown out there, too.
Yeah, there are some extravagant numbers. However, it's not over till the fat lady sings, as Mark likes to say.
Really? And, you mean like... Like that?
Yeah, like that. That's great. And then we also have Hervé LeConte coming up. He was the man that ran from Tuolumne County up to Siskiyou County this past summer.
Uh-huh.
And in order to raise money for the state of Jefferson, the lawsuit. And he is coming, and we're going to interview him, and he's going to talk about his adventures on the road. He had many adventures, as you can imagine, running through our beautiful state. So that's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And as always, we will have the Jefferson meeting at 5:30.
Okay. Wow. This is going to be a great time. So,
yeah, we've got a lot going on.
You know, I cannot make it tonight. Otherwise, I'd be down because I'd love to hear Mark. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to avail myself and bring Mark in here as soon as
nice.
I can. And so he can give us a synopsis of everything that happened. And you know what? And all these people that thought they were paranoid, oh, no, that's not what's happening. That's what's not happening. But it was happening, and it did happen. And then they were found guilty of it. And now here's the best, but here's the thing I don't understand. The woman that was in charge of it.
Lois Lerner.
She walked.
Yep, she walked. With
she
her
walked,
full retirement.
With her full retirement pension after thumbing her nose at Congress. Said, nope, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to talk.
Yep.
You know what?
Is this a great country
or what? America has been very, very good to me. Okay. All right, Sally, that's tonight.
All right.
One more time.
Now.
Where's it at?
3276 Pacelli Lane tonight at 6 o'clock.
It's right next where the old Yaks used to
yep.
be.
Yep.
There you go.
Right next to the old Yaks. It's at the Eagle Nest Church.
Okay. Thanks,
All
everyone.
Right. Thank you.
All right.
I'm here with Adam McIlvain, Reading City Councilman. Want a doobie, buddy?
I'm sorry?
Want a doobie?
A doobie?
I'm talking about selling marijuana.
Oh.
And,
that must be an older term, a doobie.
A doobie. Really? Oh. Never heard of the Doobie Brothers?
Oh, the Doobie Brothers, yeah.
I mean... Come on, is that an old term, doobie?
I think Adam is having a little fun with you.
Because we were getting ready, after you passed these laws, Bob and I were going to start a little place called McDoobies.
Junk food and your junk food incentive.
Well, you might be able to do that.
Well, welcome to the show, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I want to have a member of the city council on, on this day every month. And Brent couldn't make it today. And so thank you so much for being able to be flexible enough to come on in.
Of course.
And then I'd like to just cycle through the all the other city council people that are there, while they're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to – no, I think we're okay. I think we got enough time left. Okay, a lot of things going on.
Yep, actually, very busy. Yeah,
now, tell me, am I reading this wrong? Just because they're drawing up the rules for being able to sell marijuana in Redding doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I would assume that it's going to happen. We directed the city attorney to begin working on this process.
We being the city council.
Correct.
And what was the vote?
So that was more of a consensus of, was there general acceptance of moving forward?
And this was during the meeting itself, or was this in a closed session?
So no, this was during a meeting, gosh, I want to say at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
To direct the city attorney to hold the town halls. You know, that we had these three town halls mm-hmm. that were made very public to explore different areas
Absolutely.
Of the law, get different interested parties in the room and discuss the issue. And so what happened with at our last meeting was we covered all those details that the city attorney mm-hmm. had put together for us. And then basically he created a decision tree, which I thought really worked out well for the council to sort of go through and decide. And again, we did this by consensus, whether or not there were more, three or more nods on each issue as to what we would like to see in the ordinance moving forward. So, you know, if I recall correctly, basically we really moved forward on approving everything and actually then repealing the outdoor grows. Mm-hmm. I think that was sort of the one step back. So
can't have outdoor grows then?
It really looks right. It looks like it's shaping up to where their outdoor grows will not be allowed anymore, even medicinally,
okay.
within the city of Reading. So you're
wow.
The idea is that we
move it all indoors.
Right. So everything would be indoors so that you wouldn't smell it anymore. But as far as the cultivation, manufacturing, distribution, and retail,
you can have as many as you want then, right?
As many what?
Plants.
No, you're still limited to six plants indoors because that's the state law.
Oh, okay.
So six plants indoors.
Does that mean indoors like in your house? Or does
right.
that mean like indoors inside a warehouse?
So in a warehouse, then the number would be different. It wouldn't be a limitation.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I'm here with Adam McElmain. We're talking about the proposed movement forward on the city of Reading to make cannabis legal. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Really super people. They do such great work and have such a great selection. Four Winds Jewelry. All right, I'll be right back with Reading City Councilman Adam McElvain.
Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider.
Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Do we see trouble on the way with the selling? Legalized selling of marijuana in Reading. Well, we're talking to Adam McElbain here, Reading City Councilman, and we're going to talk to him about that. Are we seeing trouble on the way, or are we seeing a light at the end of the tunnel if we legalize the sale of marijuana? This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, business of the year, business person of the year. She absolutely does a fabulous job, Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. Okay, let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. I'll be one of a number pointing out how wrong and how dumb the city council is. Here's an article I have before me. Marijuana is linked to high blood pressure. A statistical analysis of more than 1,200 adults were followed for up to two decades. Found that those who self-reported using marijuana were three times more likely to die from hypertension-related illnesses than those who said they never used it. This comes out of Georgia State University, Atlanta. Sheriff Tom, way back in February, I think, in contact with officials in Colorado, the taxes that they gained from the marijuana sales were far outstripped by the social needs of those in middle school. That's middle school. Five, six, and seven with their addiction to marijuana. And Jackson Radio out of Oregon, about 6 weeks ago, had a half-hour program and stating that the taxes that were generated were far outstripped by the needs of the smaller communities who were growing the marijuana, the infrastructure pressures and deterioration of infrastructure, and they weren't receiving the tax money, but the metropolitan areas were. So, and oh, the other thing is, my guess is that through your rose-colored glasses, you will be looking at marijuana sales to bail yourselves out of the impending bankruptcy in 2020, and it won't happen. So that's my input. Have a fun day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Wow.
Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City.
I just love that. Okay.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm not familiar with those studies. And, you know, one thing one of the arguments I would make is that we're in, you know, the California voters have legalized and we're, that's now the law of the land. And that's something that we have to deal with. And, you know, our community has been saddled with, from what I understand, marijuana has been pretty prevalent in this area since the 70s. And so, and of course, California legalized in 1996 for medicinal use. So I would argue that this city has really been saturated with marijuana for a very long time and that we've reached that point. I'd like to see it regulated. I'd like to see those regulations enforced. We've never really had the resources to enforce before. And really, the goal for me is to eliminate the black market. You know,
but
that's the overall
goal. I think that they've
goal.
Estimated that no matter that the black market's going to be like 25% of all of it that's being sold. I mean, it's the way it is in the other states, that about 25% of it. And, you know, people that are selling cigarettes because they're taxed so high in, you know, New York or California, so they buy them some other place and bring them in here by the thousands. So you've got that problem anyway. So it would be nice to have that knocked out. The question is, I have had several, as we talked about during the break, several organizations on here in the last 2 weeks, the district attorney, the chief of police, who'll be here on Wednesday, the sheriff, all these different people have come up and talked about the opiate problem we're having. You know, we have an epidemic going on. It's costing so much money and time. We're getting ready to make a hub right here to fight the opiate addiction down there at the methadone clinic. You know, and I mean, I'm not sure, you know, $5 million spent over 2 years to do that reaches everywhere. So on this side, we're fighting heroin addiction, opiates, different things. On this side, we're getting ready to legalize the sale of marijuana that many people say and believe, most people believe, is a gateway drug. Is there a dichotomy here?
You know, I see the two as kind of unrelated. I do think that the opioid crisis is a tremendous problem and something that needs to be dealt with. And I'm honestly, you know, all I know about the hub is what I've read in the Record Searchlight.
Yeah,
seems positive. I mean, we're looking for solutions to bring people out of addiction. And if this is something that can help people from our community, I think it's great. As far as marijuana, I don't see the two really interlaced with each other. I do think that painkillers are certainly more of a gateway drug than marijuana, and that's what leads to heroin use. I think a lot of the reason that marijuana has been labeled as a gateway drug is because of the black market. You know, when somebody wants to buy marijuana that is on the black market, they often run into people that are selling other things or have access to other things on the black market like heroin or other hard drugs.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have people calling in, and as you can probably imagine on this one. All right. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you're live on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for Councilman McElveen?
I've got a comment, Carl.
Okay.
Mr. McElveen and the board are really thinking hard of legalizing marijuana. I guess they did not grow up with it like I did from the 60s. And I'm 73 years old, okay? And if you look back, all the people, and you can go to Obama, you can go to people in his cabinet, they did all these crazy things. They smoked marijuana in the 60s. They took heavier drugs in between time. If you go look at Washington State and Colorado, because there are not specific laws, people got hurt. The lawsuits in those two states alone are beyond reproach of anything. I mean, you're spending more money on lawsuits than you're bringing in on the tax. We don't have room in our jails. We don't have room in our courts. What are we going to do? Unless they start passing laws before they pass marijuana, we are going to be in a, you think we're going to be in a hole next year at over $630 million. We're going to be trillions of dollars in a hole when it comes to Reading if you go this way.
Okay, Bob. Thank you very much.
Okay. So I guess I'm unclear as to what the lawsuits are about.
I think what Bob was saying was, because I'm reading down here, reading a bunch of things that people are saying also in the chat room.
Yeah.
That decisions people make that, you know, they've been growing up and they're using drugs, either alcohol or marijuana, and it has an effect on them later in life. And there's lawsuits trying to keep it. You know, I mean, the it's against the federal law.
It is.
To sell marijuana.
It is.
And so, I mean, really, if Trump was really upset with California, he could just tell his Justice Department says, you know what, seize all that property that's being used. I mean, he could do that.
Yeah, I believe that he could.
Absolutely could, and because it's in, you know, and here's the other questions is how do you transport it? I mean, other cities that have legalized this, I mean, we're not talking about transporting, you know, a doobie. Uh-huh.
Right.
But how about 500 pounds of it from spot to spot around here? How do you transport it? When you get on the interstate, now you're moving marijuana, you're moving a federally classed A1 drug over the interstate. And the highway patrol could stop you. Anybody could stop you.
So, you know, I don't know the details of that, and I would imagine that that's state regulated. And not something that would fall under the city's jurisdiction.
Not under the city's, but
right.
The question is that the question is this: it's against the federal law to sell marijuana. Now there's 27 states that are selling it in some way or another. Okay, and there'll probably be more. Are you all betting on the come that this is just they're not going to say anything about selling legislated drug?
You know, that I think that risk falls on the people that enter the industry and not necessarily the city itself. But it is something, again, this is the state that we're in. This is the law of the land that we're in and that we have to deal with this law and respect to the state.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. It's at the midpoint of the show. It's 8:31. This portion of the show, you know, considering that we were talking about legalizing marijuana and the movement of drugs and money around, you may want to get a hold of North State Security. North State Security has the largest security firm north of Sacramento. Did you like that one? How about that for a segue, huh? You know, it's not – they don't have guards. They have officers there. And these officers are trained. They're highly trained. They're trained to de-escalate. They're trained to take care of the situations. Now, at any one time, there are as many, if not more, North State Security officers in vehicles on the roads than there are policemen and sheriffs. When you add up all of the people that are on road or in sites, you've got almost 50 people at any one time from North State Security out watching and protecting. Do yourself a favor. Give North State Security a call at 243-0295, 243-0295, and see how they can impact favorably, positively on your business or your home. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
KCNR 1460, it is 8:35. Carl will be back at the seat in just a few minutes. Here with us, Adam McElvain. And we're talking about putt in Reading, and it's really igniting an awful lot of questions in the chat room. I'll read back just a couple of the comments. Onion indicates that his, and I'm not sure where the numbers come from, and of course anything through the chat room, through any chat room, actually, anything you get off the internet is best taken with large grains of salt. Onion Grower says, Humboldt County has been the biggest producer of pot for decades. Nobody is arguing that. High cancer death rate, cirrhosis death rate, hepatitis C. If Humboldt were one of the healthiest places in the state, pot growing would be an easy sell. But since the three Emerald Triangle counties have some of the worst health, public health statistics, commercial pot growing will be a tough sell in Shasta, Tehama, and Butte. That opinion voiced by Onion. Sovereign Minds points out, you guys should read the Constitution and tell me where it says the federal government has the right to regulate pot. So differing opinions. So where do you think, and here comes Carl, but where do you think this is all going?
Let me give you, some of my, when I first moved, my wife and I first moved back to Reading, and
the guy smelled like marijuana that was in here trying to push his way on the air.
But his archaeological.
Did he hear the show and he wanted to be on the show?
No, he just.
Okay. So
why aren't you doing something about that?
My
you want to do something? Get these guys off the street, buddy.
Let's get through one issue at a time. Okay. So my wife and I moved back to Reading in 2005, and I've lived all over the country. It's been a blessing to live in so many places with college and the service. And I was absolutely struck by how much marijuana is in Northern California. And this was in 2005. I mean, it was just it was like nowhere else I'd been in the country. And, I was giving a tour, and this was in 2008. I'm on the campus of a grammar school, K through fourth here in Reading. I'm giving a tour to a gal from Sacramento and a gentleman from Washington, D.C., and I was working on a project that was grant-funded. So I'm giving this tour on a school campus, again, K through fourth grade. We're approaching the gymnasium. We're right in the middle of the campus, and, you see the big sign, the drug sign that says double drug penalties. And all of a sudden, we're just blasted with marijuana smoke, right in the middle of the day. There are no adults around. So there's students, smoking at a grammar school, and it blew me away. I was, you know, I was really embarrassed because of the people that I was with.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's been a real breakdown for a long time. I think that this area has been saturated for a long time. I'd like to see the city have the ability to enforce the regulations to eliminate the black market. And, you know, my children, this is obviously if it's legal in the state when they turn 21, if they feel the need, they can do it. But what can I do to help prevent them from getting marijuana before they're 21? And so my best goal is to eliminate the black market.
Okay.
To keep it regulated so that if somebody does give it to them, they can be traced back and they can be, get in trouble for that.
So City of Shasta Lake thinks that they could, you know, says they've got like $500,000 a year from marijuana taxes. Do you think that the city of Redding would get more?
Oh, yeah,
than that?
I do.
Do you think that half of the money that City of Shasta Lake makes comes from Redding?
I think that'd be pretty hard to quantify.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure.
Wondering.
It's a good question for sure. But
it's
I do
one of those things that says if you open up two more hotels, how does it impact on the TOT for everybody else and all
right.
that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Right. So I mean, you know, for me, we as a council, we did decide that we wanted to limit retail outlets. I'm not sure what that number will be. I'm definitely leaning on the more conservative side. So there will be a limit. Like, liquor stores are limited. There will be a limit to the retail.
How many liquor stores are in town?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but in liquor stores, you can sell. There's some that can sell hard stuff, and some that can only sell beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Those licenses are expensive. So it would be something like, okay, Bob and I decide to start McDoobie's. So that would we bid on this? Is this going to be like
a
bid?
Yeah, so you would, right. That's exactly how it would work. To get the permit to sell as a retail store, you have to submit a business plan to the city to get that permit.
Is it going
to
be a minimum cost?
A minimum cost.
To bid, I mean, okay, here's your, okay, you can bid on the starting a retail store. It's going to, but the minimum bid will start at $200,000.
Oh no! So that's not how it's going to work. The RFPs, you know, when people try and get a permit, it's going to be based on business experience, business plan, location, you know, a myriad of details that make up a matrix, not based on cost. And we want to get away from that. I mean, we really do. You look at Siskiyou County, and the sheriff was bribed for $1 million.
The attempted
allow.
To bribe.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm sorry. Yes. Attempted.
Hey,
they
John,
attempted
tell,
to bribe him.
Hey, when's it going to get close, John? And he hung up. So.
Right. So, you know, we're obviously trying to avoid things like that. So the retail space will be very limited. You know, it'll probably be in heavy commercial and industrial zones so that you won't really see it unless you want to see it. I mean, you don't really see seeing a Pepsi distributorship every day or traveling through the industrial parks. And the idea, too, with, you know, and this was the council as a whole's decision to eliminate outdoor grows so people won't have to smell it anymore in their neighborhoods. So we're really trying to curtail the effect. And, you know, honestly, Carl, I think in the best scenario, what would happen is that we're producing far more than what's being sold in Redding, and we're exporting.
Oh, yeah.
So that we're bringing money into the community.
So we're talking about becoming an export center then.
That's my hope. You know, that's the direction I want to go. And let me ask you this. You know, with all this discussion on...
Will you open Stillwater up to businesses that sell marijuana or stockpile, I should say, but warehouse marijuana?
You know, I'm not sure where that will go. And I think that's a good question.
Because what if I open up a 6,000 square foot warehouse? I put a steel warehouse in there. I put chain link fences and guards so you can and we store marijuana and money since you can't put it in banks.
I think the city would cross that bridge when we come to it.
You know what, but because we wouldn't let a business in that was putting something up that they didn't like. You remember that one that said the greenhouses because it didn't fit.
Right.
All right, we have a comment here from a lady. Says that we live in a very nice area on the east side of the river. lots of large, expensive homes. And I know where she lives. For the past month, the neighbor who has over 100 marijuana plants in his backyard is harvesting. Now,
so that'll be eliminated.
Well, but that's illegal right now.
It is illegal right now, but it's harder. You know, that's kind of one of the things that I want to explain is that, you know, once the regulations are in place, we'll have the resources. We'll actually have the officers and the code enforcement to enforce those regulations so that we can stop the outdoor grows. We can respond to the outdoor grows and make sure that everybody's doing it to the letter of the law. And let me ask you one question. I just want to throw this out there for debate. But say Pfizer wanted to move to town. Mm-hmm. And they were going to create 500 to 1,000 jobs and maybe 2 to $6 million in revenue for the general fund every year. Would that be an issue?
For Pfizer?
Would you welcome them with open arms?
Sure.
Okay, well, they create...
But why?
They create opioids, which, you know, killed 60,000 people.
Prescribed opiates.
Right.
Right.
So I think that's a good debate to be had.
Well, I tell you what, if you could do that... You could get Pfizer, too. All right. You know, here's the thing. I'm really libertarian on a lot of things I do. And I believe in people taking responsibility for themselves. That's why. But I think these questions have to be asked because, you know, we have a tendency in this town to jump into things without having a careful research of the impact it's going to have, and i.e. Stillwater. All right. Back then, it seemed like a good idea, but nobody looked at what happens, what if. My dad used to say, okay, before you do something, write down all the good things that are going to happen and every possible bad thing that could happen. So here's the possible bad things. You know, now, questions coming in like which department in the city will oversee it, who will inspect the sites, who will inspect the grounds, who is qualified to inspect the product, how will it be labeled? Let's see, weights, as in specific weights and measures.
So that's
the other big question coming in is what happens when the cartels roll in? The big cartels, because there's going to be tons of money in this. You know, the illegal cartels move in and start growing stuff
in Reading
and shoving
them. I mean, this is the idea.
This area is
the idea. Is that right. We don't want cartel. We don't want any illegal activity.
So then
we don't want
that. Will keep the cartels out.
That's the goal. Again, we want to eliminate the black market. And I think that's at the forefront of everyone's mind.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things that have to be thought out here, and you know, in the our listeners and our people in the chat room putting all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, out. I can answer. And so you know, the city can decide on the permitting. But as far as once the business is in operation, you know, monitoring the product and things like that, I'm pretty sure that all falls under the state.
Under the state. Okay.
Correct.
Because they do have, the state has, and they're hiring people like crazy. They figure it's going to be like 600 people going to be working in the marijuana side of the state. And they're trying to build up right now for things like this.
Right.
For inspection. And is there going to be like inspection site facilities around here and all that?
There may be, and we discussed that, the laboratory testing and things of that nature. So,
is that laboratory going to be the state, or is that going to be the city?
No, so the laboratory is private. So the laboratories are private, as far as I know. And that was an item that we discussed at the last meeting. So, and again, you know, I do feel like the council is taking a very conservative and cautious approach moving forward with this. And you know, limiting the number of stores, you know, eliminating any outdoor grows commercially or residentially. Okay. So I think there's some real conservative tones there.
Sungold, give me a call, or I'm going to have call Adam McElveen. And what's your phone number, Adam?
530-276-7012.
Call Adam. Because if you've got 100 plants next door to you, that is illegal, and somebody should come here. And I mean, 100 plants is a big grow.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's well outside of the scope.
That's well outside
we
the
allow,
scope of anything.
I think we allow up to 6 plants right now outdoor
six.
For medicinal.
Yeah,
right.
So if you've got 100 plants, then and she says it's just trash in the neighborhood.
Well, and that's the thing. Have you ever flown over Reading? I mean, there's marijuana literally everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere.
But it doesn't mean it's legal.
It doesn't mean that it's legal, but again, the black market is here. We're completely saturated with this industry. And I think that the city wants to get their hands on it and make sure everyone's following the rules.
All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the only place in the world to get your hair cut, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Terry, we'll get to you right after the break.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I'm sitting up in a smoky room. I smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 52 degrees going up to 79 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans over there, 365-3793. Okay, I'm here with Reading City Councilman Adam McElvain, and we're having a really good discussion about the city of Reading. Let's just face it, is moving forward on the sale of marijuana. Correct?
I would say that? So. We, you know, the majority of the council asked the city attorney to put together an ordinance to bring back to the council.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Carl?
Hey, I'm peachy.
Okay, there's 3 points that are important here. First of all, you were talking about the jobs and you were talking about the oversight. It's already been established that the oversight that we will have in Reading will be by the public section, and that'll be by the state. The state will have people in our city overlooking this stuff. That's a fact. There are also, these jobs are going to be public. There was an article written by the Associated Press. Michael Boyle was the gentleman who wrote the article, and it was very snarky, which was odd because the Associated Press is very liberal, as you know. Their point is that the jobs, that 90% of all the jobs that will be created in the cities, as far as legalizing marijuana in the cities, will be, or having sales in the cities, will be the public section and not the private sector. So that's not correct. The private sector will not oversee itself. You can't do it. It's got to be the public sector and the state. You also mentioned that you were going to have more officers to patrol. Where are you getting them from, and where are you getting the money for that? The third thing is that when the they were talking about what Bob was trying to talk about, I believe with the lawsuits in Washington, the lawsuits in Colorado. Here's the issue, and you guys have to pass something on this before you do anything else. In the workplace, it's illegal to go to work drunk. It's illegal to go to work drinking. But in marijuana, there are ways that people can go in there. You can't smell it on them. And there's one guy who cut his arm off in Washington, and he sued for millions of dollars. He got it. There's many lawsuits going on, so you've got to protect the private sector. Also, at what point do you, and I don't mean this in a personal way, but you as the city council, when do you become responsible to the people to where you're making decisions that could harm the private sector, and you're making decisions that is based upon putting money, our money, into more public employees and nothing for the private sector? What point do we hold you accountable for that?
Okay, Terry, we've only got 5 minutes left. Those are good questions. I'm going to let him answer it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. So, yeah, those were good questions.
Those are really good questions, and I'm getting a whole bunch of them.
So as far as the private versus public sector, I'd never heard that argument before, so I'd have to investigate that more to answer it accurately. As far as code enforcement and police officers, the fees that will be levied against these businesses for code enforcement will pay for themselves.
So will they be designated strictly going for that?
Oh, of course. Right. So, I understand your question there, but yes. So the fees, it'll be the same as a development fee. You know, you pay for certain permitting, that regulates.
So that goes
that
right into that. So, goes into okay.
Right, and then the goal is that if they're with tax revenue, is that tax revenue goes towards public safety, specifically more personnel for law enforcement. So those are the two areas where you would get help with this issue. And I would like to do some more research to see the difference, because I'm not sure where.
You know what they're saying is, you know, if somebody shows up smelling of alcohol, you know that, and they can lose their job. Somebody could have been smoking marijuana for a week, come back from their job, and they've got it in their system. It's going to, as you know, it'll be in their system for 30 days. So sure. You know, how do you test that, or you know, it's I think is on the lawsuits. Here's another question that came up. This is pretty important. Why shouldn't the public vote on this?
So the public
voted on you guys, right?
The public did vote on it as the state law. Okay. And what we will do is we're sending it back to vote actually on the taxes in November. So whether or not the public wants to tax the sales of marijuana.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that, yeah, the state passed it, but the state also elected Jerry Brown, and the state, elected or voted for Hillary Clinton. Everybody up here in the North was exactly the opposite. You know, 68% of them didn't vote for that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people did not vote for making marijuana legal or gays should marry or any of these things. At what point does the people that you represent, even though the state may have gone this way,
right,
that how they feel about it? Because obviously you've had several people call in that think that this could be this needs to be really researched.
Well, and we have been working on that all year long. And so I think there's kind of a head where it sort of becomes news that you know, that the council is looking at moving forward. But we've actually been working on this for quite a while, gathering the information and trying to put together the best plan moving forward.
Okay. Adam, this is great. And you've been really straightforward with this. I just would love to continue this, you know, because we never even got into things like unfunded liabilities.
Sanctuary state.
Sanctuary state. But just quickly, what do you think about sanctuary state?
I mean, that's status? Another curveball. Honestly, I feel like we're probably in pretty good shape because I don't think that we have to deal with illegal immigration as much as some other cities in California.
But we still.
But it still puts us in a precarious position.
Does Redding need to put a statement out saying we are not going to be bound by the sanctuary state law?
I think that sounds good on its face, but I'm not sure if that's how I would approach the issue. I definitely need to know more about, what are the responsibilities now for landlords, you know, for law enforcement, for the jail. But you read these stories about really bad people getting an ICE detainer put on them and then the local authority releasing them before ICE can come pick them up. And that's kind of scary.
Okay.
You know,
we'll finish on that one. It's kind of scary. Sanctuary state is scary. And then if we open it up for our marijuana, we can get all the people coming in here to a sanctuary state to smoke dope. Not fair. I know. Adam, please come back again.
Absolutely, of course.
Okay, I want to finish this up, and this was good. Adam McElvain, Redding City Councilman, stand-up guy here, answering the questions as best as he can on these things early on. All right, hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane, Wednesday, Chief of Police, we're going to ask him about this, too. I'm sure he's got some hard thoughts on that, too. So everybody have a great day. It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Redding. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Counts including conspiracy against the United States, money laundering, and false statements, among other charges. Both men who had connections to Donald Trump's presidential campaign are accused of funneling tens of millions of dollars in payments through foreign companies and bank accounts.